Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer in the studio with me as well. We are fresh from our Explore Adventures, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, and the Turks and Caicos. Still feeling the after effects, the afterglow of being on a liveaboard for the... Wait, that's not right either. We're really in a good mood. How about that?
I think that's a fair way to put it.
That's a fair way. Me and Bill are so excited about our experience on the trip. I did something on that trip to commemorate this adventure that I'd never done in the history of Scuba Radio. And I've seen this many times before. We mentioned it in Hour 1, but we didn't go into detail about this.
Yeah, we kind of went past it.
The big toe. You know, this is not a real manly thing to do, but you got these big toe nails, right? And divers have a tendency to do something a little whacked sometime that I never really had. I kind of thought, oh, it's kind of cool. You know, it's like guys wearing earrings. I'm not a big fan. That's not my thing. But I've seen guys paint their big toenail with a dive flag on it.
Yeah, speaking of which, guys that we've seen in the past week or so that did it, Captain Ken.
Yep, captain from the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. We figured if it's manly enough for him to do, Bill and myself could do this. And so at the end of the trip, we did.
Yeah,
we painted our toenails like a dive flag.
Now,
yeah.
Let me just throw this out there. Next time we do something like that, won't we paint our own toenails instead of each other's? Because that, I will tell you, in retrospect, maybe a little gay.
What? Okay.
It's not that I didn't enjoy it. I don't want you to think I didn't enjoy it.
Clay is the owner of Explorer Ventures, and this happened on his boat.
Down goes Frazier!
Yeah.
Down goes Frazier!
Okay, we had to play a little boxing clip to feel a little bit more manly about this whole thing, Clay, but is this something that happens often on your boats, or
well,
what?
Firstly, I just want to say I'm just so damn glad to be here.
and not where we were? Is that what you're saying?
But, secondly, I got to reiterate that Ken's Texan.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, has a lot more testosterone than a lot of men around. You can just ask any male Texan about that one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so compared to me or Bill, which are more kind of girly looking already, painting the toenail, not exactly. There's only certain kind of guys that can get away with that, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, thank you for your support.
not a problem.
Well, it was fun. We figured, heck, if it was good enough for the captain, why not? Let's do something a little whacked. And after a couple drinks, that's the thing. You offer that free booze on the boat after the diving day is done. Wacky stuff like this has a tendency to happen. Thank God it wasn't a tattoo.
Well, that's, you can get those temporary tattoos, but I think water washes them off.
I got 4 temporary tattoos because I'm a real man.
Wow. I didn't get any of those, but I'll tell you what, this toenail stuff, it doesn't come off. It's still there.
You can just use one of those little pencil-sized sandblasters.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, they work really well.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll take quite a bit off.
Yeah. And Bill will do it for you.
I'm sure he would. I think we're just going to put on a fresh coat.
It'll be nice.
Then.
Maybe next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
You come back from Grenada.
I think Clay just hung up.
Just stay away from the pinky toe and you'll be fine.
Yes, okay. As long as you don't do it. It's okay to do the big toe. And we realized after, it's like right is wrong, left is right, or something like that, and we did the wrong toe. Oh, my God.
I could never figure out which earring to wear anyway, so that's all right.
Of course he said that after we were done. I'm like, no! So I don't know, but what are you going to do? But
is
it was
why
fun.
Got that shirt?
What's that?
That may be why he got that shirt.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you had the Simpsons shirt on.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, he saw my Simpsons shirt. Yeah, that I actually got to wear that in public yesterday. So on Facebook. Yeah.
A more manly man I've never seen wearing a Simpsons shirt. It was really impressive.
Well, thank you. I do what I can. Yeah, well, and one of these days, my wife is going to say, you really are gay. But no.
But quite honestly, that will have absolutely nothing to do with our Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard experience.
Yeah, we had a gay old time.
No.
No, that's not right either. We just had an awesome time.
Clay, if I may take this opportunity to thank you publicly, that was just a fantastic trip. Everybody on the boat was great. And I'm assuming you pre-screened the customers that were on board with us because...
Well, you were allowed on board. Of course
they were fantastic.
We do that every week. We pre-screen the customers. We have a, very, very...
rigorous?
Vigorous application process. We don't screen the crew at all. But passengers, yes. Only certain people are allowed on board.
Yeah. Tim and Demi were fantastic on the dive deck, and Sandra and Captain Ken kept things moving right along, and Stan kept me from being hungry.
That's true.
That's good. I was just happy to finally have the opportunity to get you down there because we were all sick of hearing you whine.
Exactly.
And you know what? I think Greg decided he wasn't actually sick of me whining.
It kind of made me feel better about myself coming back and rubbing it in to Bill every time. And actually, what was funny, it's so built into his DNA now. We started off the show today. He goes, how was that trip last week, Greg? Just out of habit. Yeah. He's so used to not going on these trips.
So used to having to ask.
But yeah, it was fun. I got a lot of a joy just watching Bill smile from ear to ear. He was a very happy camper because he had never done the Turks and Caicos trip, let alone a trip with the Explorer Ventures. And I think you got a fan. I think you got a big fan. Next thing you know, you guys are going to be painting each other's toenails. Trust me, Clay.
Yeah, trust me, Greg.
Not going to happen anytime soon, I'm assuming. But it could if you wanted it. Let me put it that way. But yeah, it was a great adventure. And I know we got some new trips in the works. Of course, if anybody wants to book this Turks and Caicos trip, all you have to do is go to exploreventures.com and book it right there online and give them a call, and they will hook you up for sure. But we're talking about doing some new trips here in another month or so, right?
We've got a few other boats that we got to get you on.
Yeah.
And we got to figure that out. We're still in the planning process, but we got to get you down on the new Humboldt Explorer down in Galapagos.
Yep.
That'll give you, if Bill doesn't go, that'll give you all sorts of stories to come back and make him grin with envy about.
That'll be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Something to look forward to, Bill, huh?
Yeah, no doubt.
Scarcely wait.
Sea lions, whale sharks. That's what you get in Galapagos. It's pretty much everything you could ever imagine to see as a diver. They pretty much have it, fairly often.
Well,
not only do you see them, you see a lot of them. So it's very, very cool.
Now, Clay, I know you get a lot of repeat customers, and it doesn't surprise me at all in any way. Do you find that they like to run through a variety of different itineraries, or are more of them like Scott, who just likes to go to the same boat over and over and over until someone mistakenly thinks he owns it?
Yeah, how do you think I got started? I'd say it's about 50-50. A lot of people do, go through various boats in the fleet, and then, everybody likes something a little bit different. Either they have different diving preferences or different boat preferences, or, the itineraries are different depending on, how much travel time you do, how much, how often the boat moves, and, the different types of sites. So, I'd say it's sort of split 50-50. Some people go on one boat, many, many different times over the course of a couple of years, and others sort of travel around.
Well, I will tell you that every person that was on the boat, every single person, except for Betty Orr, said they were going to come back and go on at least one other Explorer Venture boat, because it was great of a
week. I hope so. Why wasn't Betty coming back?
Yeah, why wouldn't
you? Now I'm depressed.
Well, I don't know how much you know Betty, but Betty has been on a grand total of two liveaboards, and her husband got injured both times during the trip. The boat didn't hurt her, but her husband got hurt on both. Actually, you know what? She got hurt in the first one. Her husband got hurt in the second one. So,
oh, perfect.
Yeah, so she decided she's not doing any more liveaboards. Now, apparently it was like 25 years between the two of them, and that the first liveaboard was rugged. Apparently they were working on the boat, and they slept on the open deck.
So they were
nowhere near the luxury
spoiled,
of an
rotten.
Explorer 2.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And you know what was really cool about having those two on the boat, and we're going to talk to them on a future edition of the show. Actually, you may see them next week at Neil's party down in Fort Lauderdale when we broadcast from his hot tub. However, he came to the dinner after he had been rushed into shore after getting his stitches on his elbow. That he said, you know, in all my years of diving, and Dan's been around the block or two. He's probably has 30 plus years in the industry at least.
He's like 75, 80.
Well, I wouldn't say that. but he has a ton of experience. But he said this was one of the best, if not the best, dive trip he has ever done. And I have no doubt that's obviously, it has nothing to do with me or Bill.
And that was after he got the stitches.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'd hate to see the other trips he went on.
After the stitches, though, to be fair, I was doing most of the pouring. He knew he wasn't going back in the water.
A one-armed drinker is a dangerous thing. So.
Yeah, well, hey, exactly. But yeah, they had a great time, as well as everybody on the boat did. And that's just how you guys operate your business there, Explorer Ventures. And now Bill's, now he's actually seen firsthand what I rave about every time I come back. It doesn't hurt as much when we talk about it this time, is it?
No, it's not quite as painful, it turns out.
Now we got something else we got to fix.
I got to tell you what, next time, it's going to hurt a lot.
Yes. No doubt. Now, the Humboldt Explorer, we're talking about doing that maybe as early as October if we can work it out into the schedule and that kind of thing.
We're trying to figure out if we got some space, but we've also, we were talking about a trip down to the Silver Banks off the Dominican Republic.
Right, and that's the same boat that we were just on in the Turks, too, right?
That is the same boat. The cool thing about boats, of course, is that they move.
Yeah,
and,
good point.
So we're going to we'll be down operating under the Silver Banks, or operating out of Puerto Plata, going to the Silver Banks for 2.5-3 months, starting at the tail end of January this year, or this coming year. And Aquatic Adventures will have the boat, and we'll be snorkeling with humpbacks, which is a hugely cool trip.
Yeah, we saw a video on the Turks boat of them with the whales, and that it is pretty impressive.
Oh, it's just an amazing thing. We've been running divers off Explorer Ventures liveaboards for 23 years, and people come up excited about dives and the things they've seen. The first time you see somebody not on scuba just snorkeling, get within 10 feet of a humpback in the water, they're just gaga for the entire rest of the trip. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's spoiled rotten for sure. All you have to do is go to exploreventures.com, give them a call, and book it today. Maybe we'll join you on board.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yes, indeed. It's easy when you're on a liveaboard dive trip or after, you spend a week on a boat. I got to say, that was probably one of the best, if not the best, liveaboard experience I've had to date from a diving perspective. It was just the conditions were perfect. The viz kind of went up and down a little bit because it was blowing, but man, the weather was just, I mean, most of the time the seas were pretty much flat calm, and the weather was great. You could work on your tan, you could stay warm, it was a breeze enough so you weren't, cooking, Because I have been on that boat where there was no breeze, yeah. And yeah, you can get a little warm, but it was just amazing time.
I got to do something I have never done underwater.
What do you
mean? I mean, I know on the show we talk like I never ever dive, but I've done like 110 dives,
right?
But they're spread out over 10 years, so
sure. Yeah.
So it's not like I'm diving all the time.
No,
but I pretty much only dive. I don't have any other agendas when I'm in the water.
Right.
I don't do video. I don't do photography, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Betty Orr let me borrow one of her old cameras. And I got to take some pictures down. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. You enjoyed that. You got the bug,
indeed.
Huh?
I did. You know,
what?
I probably shouldn't say this.
What?
8 years ago, you gave me a camera, which I've only used out of the water. I've never put it into the housing and tried to take it underwater.
You know what? I forgot all about that. I did, didn't I?
I probably shouldn't have said anything because, you know, sometimes you say stuff like this, then you remember it a couple of months later because there's a camera laying around your
house. Yeah, I'm like, hey, give me that back. Yeah, no, well, that's fine. I mean, you know, that's how it happens sometimes when you're diving. And I'll be honest, when I first started, I never thought that I would be into taking underwater pictures or video or nothing. I just, you know, I saw other divers doing it. And I'm like, what a pain in the butt that looks like.
Yeah.
Too much trouble. They're so focused on taking pictures. That can't be any fun. And here I am. You see how I am on the boat. I don't dive without my camera now. Matter of fact, I got an email from, let's see, Doug, little viewer mail here. Says, Greg, I'm trying to remember what camera you had on your dolphin trip last year that I heard you talking about, and do you have a preference between what you were using then and what you just used in Dominica? Now, I am using a new camera that we've talked about a little bit on our last two trips in Dominica and here in the Turks and Caicos, and that is the Olympus Pen 1 camera. It's a brand new digital SLR-type camera, but it's fully digital, and it has like SLR components, but it's really a point-and-shoot super camera. So, it has, you know, you can put on various lenses and things. So this thing is pretty cool. But the price point on it is pretty impressive. With the housing, I think it's still maybe around $1,200, I think. It might be even less than that. But it's the Olympus Pen camera, and Olympus makes a housing for it. It's actually made out of like a PVC type of material. And I got to say, what's cool about it is it shoots like 12 megapixel still shots, and you can get really high quality pictures, still pictures, but it also shoots high definition video, 720p. And I did a little bit of both of those formats on the Turks and Caicos boat. Now in Dominica, we had some visibility problems because there was an algae bloom, so I didn't get to put it to work as much, and I ended up giving dive lessons to mermaid Alicia. So that kind of distracted me from using the system. But I got to tell you, I really liked it in the Turks and Caicos. And I'm going to be taking it down to Grenada to do some more work with it. So I'm liking it. I'm digging it. And what I had last year in the Bahamas was a Sanyo high-definition video camera. Didn't do still. It actually did do stills, like 6-megapixel stills. And it's a great video camera system. And it's fairly cheap, too. I think the Sanyo HD 2000 is what is out now. And that shoots high def video, 1080p, 60 frames or 30 frames per second or something. It's pretty high end quality, but it's still consumer grade and price point wise. So the camera and the housing for that, a Patema housing, which is made in Korea, you can get those two setups without a strobe or a video light for about the same price, probably about, you know, $1,500. So it's really up to you. Are you going to shoot video? Maybe you go the video route. But hey, that Olympus camera shoots video and stills. And now I'm starting to dabble a little bit more in the stills. So that's an update for you on what I'm using. And you can you can check out some of the results there at scubaradio.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You know, one more thing to mention about the video camera, taking stills, underwater photography, that kind of thing, is that it, you know, all this stuff that I do really for the, you know, when I'm on our trips and I'm shooting this stuff is for me. You know, I'm doing it because I dig it. I like playing with this stuff. And it's not for everybody, but, you know, I think it's one of those things that once you start taking some pictures or video, and you start getting some results, and you're like, "Whoa, I took that!" You kind of get the bug, you know. You kind of get the fever just a tad, and it kind of builds and starts to snowball. And yeah, I'm kind of into it. Where it goes from here, I don't know. But I just literally do it for fun and just enjoy doing it. My biggest problem with all our traveling that we do here at Scuba Radio is smaller, lighter, faster. I need something that I can travel with and that kind of thing, which keeps me from getting the big high-end stuff that weighs a ton and you can't
pack it. What? I misunderstood. I thought that was your slogan for the for just the mermaids, but it's everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had misunderstood that earlier.
Okay. Well, now you know.
Okay.
But yeah, it is fun. And so you think you might have gotten that bug?
Well, you know, what I really liked was that before when I've gone away on a liveaboard trip, I mean, I do, you know, over 20 dives in a week. And what do I have to come back with? Whatever I bought at the airport gift shop.
Right.
That's what, and at the airport gift shop, I bought a coaster to put my coffee cup on that said Turks and Caicos on it. And I bought rum cake from Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not where I was. So those are the two things I bought. If I hadn't have taken, and I took like 80 pictures in the six dives that I had where I was borrowing Betty's camera, and now I've got something I can show.
Right.
And say, look, this is what we did. And I have some pretty neat pictures of the dome stuff underneath. I don't know if I'm any good at taking pictures, but now I've got pictures at least.
Well, there you go. And they'll show up at scubaradio.com. That, rainbows on topside, all kinds of cool stuff.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
And welcome Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. I guess, you know, we started with a little viewer mail just a bit ago. Might as well finish up with some of this stuff and catch up since we've been out of the studio and we're getting ready to hit the road again. Won't have another opportunity to do so, well, in the next 3 weeks at least. So, let's see. Well, here's one. Alex sent me an email. He said, Greg, just wanted to say thanks. The shirt showed up this morning. Great looking stuff. He is in the UK. And he purchased a Scuba Radio shirt, and we got it out there to him. You know, what better way to represent, to share the joy of your love for Scuba Radio and the underwater world than a brand new Scuba Radio Mermaid t-shirt, hat, or even the new stylish jackets that we have there up at scubaradio.com. And, yeah, we do ship internationally. There are additional shipping fees for the folks outside the U.S., but not too much. We try to keep it in check. And for folks within the United States, it's free shipping on any orders over $15. So you buy a couple, you buy a shirt and a hat, you're over 15, you get free shipping, and you're good to go. So feel free to do so. They're right there at scubaradio.com. The other thing, you know, I get a lot of requests from people that want to post Scuba Radio logos on their website. Now, we have a very loose policy when it comes to associating ourselves with other websites and dive entities. And that, you hear how we operate our show. The standard isn't very high. The bar is pretty damn low. All we ask is you ask us first before you put a Scuba Radio logo up on your website that links back to the show or the audio archives or whatever. Okay, it's right there at scubaradio.com. Banners and logos page right there at the bottom of the main page. Click on it, and all the info on what to do and how to get those graphics for your website are right there. All right, there you go. Took care of a little business. Now let's look forward to next week. Major milestone for many folks in the dive industry because we get to celebrate a diving legend, actually a couple of them, because they celebrate a birthday or they're going to have a party to celebrate their birthdays. Next Saturday, of course, I'm talking about the hardest working man in the dive industry.
Your card has $12.
Okay, and he evidently he has $12 on his card, but I'm talking about Neil Watson. And he's evidently, he's overextended, or he's down to the bare bones on his credit card limit, which, can you blame him? I mean, look, he's getting ready for a major milestone in his life. He's turning 70. Yes, Neil is turning 70. Jerry Beatty, who works for Dive Training Magazine, is turning 60. They share the same birth date. So next Saturday, we are going to broadcast from Neil's house, from his hot tub. And we've done this. This will be the third time. We did it on his 60th birthday, his 65th. And here we are coming up on Neil's 70th birthday, and we're going to broadcast from his hot tub next Saturday right here on Scuba Radio. Neil, are you there?
Man, I am here.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
Do you got the pad all laid out for this big extravaganza or what?
Dude, I'm checking the frozen drink machine. I'm double checking the hot tub. Warning the neighbors. Yeah, man. I tell you what.
Exactly.
This 10th birthday in dog years is a biggie.
Exactly. It is. Well, it's gonna be quite an event. I think this may eclipse DEMA. This may eclipse the largest dive trade show event in the world because everybody who's anybody in the dive industry is gonna be there. More with Neil next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
Yes. Well, and we appreciate that. You know, they're from Russia, and who knows... they may be in town for Neil Watson's birthday next Saturday.
They are from Russia with love.
With love. You never know who's going to show up. I mean, but it's very possible they could be there. Right, Neil? Anybody and anybody.
I'll tell you what. We were going to try to hold it down to 200 people, and we've way surpassed that. It's going to be outrageous. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Is there a maximum capacity for the hot tub?
No.
We're going to find out.
And
you just start stacking people.
And if you're not wearing...
It's like trying to stuff people in the Volkswagens and stuff, you know, if you can get in it. When nobody else can get in it, that's capacity. I haven't reached it yet.
It's the world's...
And then you overflow into the pool because my jacuzzi goes into the pool from the living room.
How nice.
Way better than a clown car.
Yes.
But more people will fit if there's less clothing.
There you go.
Yeah. I did hear this could be just a dirty rumor, Neil, but I did get word that...
Hold on. You think there's a dirty rumor about Neil Watson?
A dirty rumor?
Is this one that Neil started or not?
There better be, or I'm going to start one.
Well, I just heard there was a... an invitation sent out that it said, we're celebrating Neil and Jerry's birthday party, and then at the bottom said, please, no strippers. please.
That's been on every invitation, and you know what it's accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. Never worked. But it's all good. I'm really honored to be a part of it, Neil. I can't wait. I know it's going to be a blast. It always is. These special broadcasts that we've done from Neil's hot tub have been legendary. And literally the first one's the only time I ever cursed on the radio. I was so relaxed in his hot tub. So I'll be a little bit more on guard next Saturday, but I'm anxious to see, you know, who shows up. Because I know it's going to be a who's who in the dive industry.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody that's anybody in the diving industry is going to be there. And a lot of the old timers and new guys and the big names, and it's going to be great. We're going to have so much fun. I can't wait.
Yes. Now, Neil, I'm not going to try to put you on the spot too much here today. We'll have 2 hours of radio to do that next Saturday. However, how do you feel about achieving this milestone in your life? I mean, literally, you've been in the industry, I mean, probably more, I don't even want to put a number on it. Can you or what?
Well, my first dive operation, I started in 65. So that's 45 years. But I started diving in 1953. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. If 70 is this much fun, I can't wait to 80, man. I'll be rocking out.
No doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt Neil has plenty of years left in him. He can kick it better than most of the 20-year-olds that I see out there, for sure. And he put me to shame.
Well, he's practiced.
Yeah, he's exactly.
Practice.
Yeah, good point.
You can't let your guard down. You got to stay active.
Exactly. All right. Well, I look forward to it next week, Neil. It's going to be a blast. I know Jerry's going to be there with bells on.
And nothing else.
Probably nothing else.
Bells, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's going to be a great time. Congratulations on your milestone, and look forward to seeing you next weekend, my friend.
Okay, buddy. Look forward to it, too.
All right. Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry, celebrating a 70-year birthday party extravaganza.
It's unbelievable to me that he is 3 years older than my mom, because mom hasn't had as much energy as Neil Watson for 50 years.
Yeah. Well, we don't have as much energy as Neil Watson.
Combined.
Yeah. It's scary. He is the man, for sure. I mean, he's got 4 world records. What do you want? You know what I mean? And then, like, he's done much. You know, but yeah, you'll hear all about that and then some next Saturday when we broadcast from Neil's hot tub for his birthday, as well as Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine turned 60. So, Jerry is... a legend in his own right as well, and he's a ball. So it's going to be quite an event next Saturday. Do not miss it as we broadcast live from Neil's hot tub for this birthday extravaganza. All right, now Barry in the chat room, guys, are out diving for lobsters in South Florida today. Barry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. We did pretty good today.
Yeah, what is the latest tally?
The final tally was 3.
3 for just you, or... How many people?
I was the only one catching them. As a matter of fact, James said, because we broke off from his group, that he found a big one and it was signaling for me, but I didn't hear him. I just kept swimming off. So, unfortunately, I missed the big one.
Interesting. All right. So, the other guys, were they lobstering or are they just scoping or looking?
No, just scoping and photographing.
Ah, I see. Okay. So,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Jeff Terode, Mr. Captain Cocktail, says that I'm supposed to represent Scuba Radio at the races next week.
Yeah, the underwater scooter race, right.
Okay, James was going to donate his Sea-Doo to do that, or are you bringing down your Scuba Radio one?
Well, if James wants to hook you up, go ahead. I mean, I got 3. I think Single Scott's going to enter and represent Scuba Radio in this race next weekend there in Pompano Beach. And I got 3 scooters. I figured maybe you and Scott could do it, or maybe have a little friendly competition amongst the two of you.
In NASCAR, each team doesn't put just one car.
That's
in.
Right. I got to spread my odds out there a little bit.
You better spread them out far. Anyhow, so I'll see you next week then.
All right. So your game. You're up for that?
Sure, I'll do it.
All right. Yeah. Is Jeff standing by right there in Pompano Beach or no?
No,
are you on the boat?
I don't know where he ran off to.
All right. Well,
he's probably hiding somewhere.
Okay.
Best thing to do is just give him a call.
All right. No problem. I'll get the info out there then.
All right.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right.
Barry down there, he didn't do too well. I mean, 50%. That's not bad. He could have got 6 lobster. He got 3.
All right. Now, hold on. Hold
it's
on.
Okay.
Hold on.
He's not a lobster slayer like
Wait
me.
Wait a second.
And by the way, before I forget, for that underwater scooter race thing, just go to South Florida Diving Headquarters, click on events. They literally are racing around a wreck next weekend in underwater scooters, and they're videotaping this thing. And as you heard, Barry and Single Scott may represent the Scuba Radio team or teams that we are sponsoring in this race. We're trying to put that together. I would do it myself, just like I would have been down there catching a lobster today, but there's only one of me, and I can't be everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yes.
And you'll be going to Neil's house next week.
Yes. I have my priorities.
No, they're not
birthday
priorities.
Party with potential strippers. Underwater.
No strippers. It says so right on the invitation.
Oh yeah, that's right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
All right, hey, if you want some more information on this underwater scooter race that's going on in South Florida next weekend, just off of Pompano Beach, go to wreckracingleague.com. Now, there's a link to it from southfloridadiving.com under events, but if you want to go directly there, it's wreckracingleague.com. You can enter to be a racer of an underwater scooter, or you can go on the boat and be a spectator, like in the stands, and literally dive on the wreck that they're going to be scootering around. So they got a trek around the wreck, just like the Daytona 500. And you
are
can,
there pit stops?
I don't think there's pit stops per se.
Like if they have to change out air tanks?
I think you can relieve yourself as you go.
You should go.
You don't have to fly. Stop down.
That'll be nice.
And no one would really be the wiser other than the expression on your face.
Or the person right behind you that's drafting.
Oh, boy. That's a scary thought. But yeah, wreckracingleague.com. This is a very unique thing that's been put together from some folks down there in the Keys, and they're trying to build it into a real, you know, sport type of thing. So it'll be interesting to see how this progresses and if our Scuba Radio crew can represent the show accordingly as we're trying to set that up for next weekend before I go to Grenada. All right, also, need to remind everybody, we just gave away a nice little prize on the Scuba Radio website on the monthly prize page for a radar detector. And now we have a new prize up there for an internet desktop radio. $200 value. All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, enter to win, and we'll draw a winner from all the entries here in a few weeks. So make sure you get in on that little giveaway we just posted last week at scubaradio.com. Pick up all your hats, shirts, jackets, and the works right there on the merchandise page. And, of course, if you miss any portion of the broadcast or any past shows, just go there. You can take your pick from about 2+ years of archives of the radio show. And make sure you don't miss anything. Because, you know, it's funny. If you guys don't listen, then I don't ever remember anything.
Right. You only remember things that you get told happened.
Yeah. Like when we were on the boat last week and several of the people on board says, oh, yeah, remember when you did this? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And it's because they were had listened to the show and I'd forgotten about it a long time ago.
By the way.
Blocked it out on purpose.
A shout out to Bob, my dive wife, and his real wife, Mary, and Chris and Sabrina, Daniel.
Yeah, they were awesome. It was a nice little dive group we had on our Turks and Caicos Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You want to book it? ExploreVentures.com. Book one. You won't be sorry. All right, that'll do it for this week. Next week from Neil's Hot Tub. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.